these books are not to be read like this. They should be read, they should be deliberated upon, they should be meditated upon, and we have to go deep and deep. Every reading will unfold so much meaning. Every reading. And more so when somebody reads, understands it thoroughly, and then talks about it, so that he can revise what he has read. Then you'll get it. In order to make a cup of coffee, we have to light the stove, make it heated, bring water, bring this, bring that, and it takes some time for us to make. So we must have some time to grasp it thoroughly. And a book like God Speaks is a book of books. Just as Baba is the master of masters, his book is a book of books. It is not very difficult to answer questions, but we must be equipped. We must first know ourselves. Without our knowing, how can we answer the question?
I feel sometimes when I do give an answer, I never feel it's appropriate, you know, and I'm afraid that people are judging me.
You are much better than myself, because some years ago, not only I would give inappropriate answers, but I could not give an answer at all. And if I was confronted by five or six people, I used to be absolutely shivering my shoes even to talk to them. Not that I didn't want, but I couldn't. One day in 56, you see, when Baba came to New York, and there are a lot of press representatives had come, New York Times and other things, and Baba asked me to go and talk to them. And I felt very hesitative. So he did like this. Since that day, all fear vanished. If 10,000 people come before him, I'm not moved at all. I don't look at them. I just see what I've got to talk, think over it, and go on talking. Since 56 I have begun. Before that, I honestly tell you, I was so shy. I had no confidence in me at all. But one Baba, once he did it, go for it. That was the first and the last shock I got. See, Baba is not a subject to be talked about, really. Well, you have to explain a man like this. That supposing you should ask him a question, whether he loves a woman, he loves his mother, his father, anybody. Yes, yes, I love. Kindly show me that love. So how will he show it? Will he take out from his heart and show this is love? A small thing in a small man's life, which he calls love, which he loves so many persons, maybe one person he loves the best, he's not able to show you. So how can I show who Meher Baba is? He's the whole universe. He's everything. How can I put it in few words? However, I will try, I said. Much as I understand him, I will try and express myself. It is up to you. Then you say that you have to buy these books and read and all that. Present him if you have got a few messages of Baba. The book Highest of the High is very essential, in which Baba himself says who he is.
Try to go inside. Then
he comes to you and asks you a question about Baba.
Okay.
So he says, I am not in a position to give you any reply. So the first thing you have to see when a man asks you a question about Baba, to find out whether his inquiry is really genuine, or it is just a curiosity on his part, he wants to know. Then again there is a snag in it. We do not know. Today's idle curiosity may turn into a very serious thought tomorrow, a very serious inquiry. So you have to tackle the man and talk to him very tactfully. So who is Meher Baba? Somebody asks, you say that Meher Baba is a man just like you and me. But inwardly, he is something very high. And they will ask you a question, how high he is? Then you tell him, he is where God is. Then he will ask you again a question, where is God and who is God? Then if you want to see God, the God in human form is Meher Baba. Then you tell him like this. God in human form is Meher Baba. Oh, how can I see, how can I know? In your life, there are many things you do not know. You cannot see, you cannot explain. Now what you think you call, you have a love for your mother or for your wife, for your child, for anybody, for your friend, That love, you say, if I ask you a question, do you love? You will say, yes, I love. Then I will say, come on, show that love to me or describe that love. He won't be able to describe it. Or at the most, he will, if the person whom he loves is right present there, he will embrace the person and say, this is love. This is your embrace, an expression of your love. What is your love? I can't show it. So, Baba is the ocean of love. How can I put in words as to how, what he is and who he is? It's very difficult for me. However, I may try to describe him in a few words if you are serious about it. So we have to find out whether his inquiry is really, as I call it, an intellectual itch. Just a casual inquiry, just mere curiosity. He's not serious about it. We read a newspaper and throw it into a waste paper basket. We do not bother about it because we are not much concerned with it. If the inquiry is based on such feelings, then you must find out. Next step is, if he has an intellectual urge, he is serious about it. It's an first is an intellectual itch. Second is a logical urge in a man to ask. He wants everything to be squeezed through logic for him to understand. But this is not a thing to be squeezed through logic. Your love for somebody is not logic at all. A man falls in love with a girl which there is no logic at the back of it. 100 persons come and say, oh, this girl is not nice, you do not get involved with her at all. He doesn't bother, he says, I love her, finished. Where is the logic? Gone to hell. No logic. So in all, so many actions of our life, we do not use logic at all. Why in the case of God, why in the case of the avatar, why in the case of a God in human form, you want to use the yardstick of your logic to measure him? He is immeasurable. So, if you have really to know Meher Baba, you have to read of him, hear of him, think of him, reflect upon him, meditate upon him, and above all, love him. And then you will find out who Meher Baba is. And I shall, of course, if you like, if you are serious, I shall create all the opportunities for you through which, you see, you will be able to know about Meher Baba. You can't express a thing, can't... What the hell is logic? Where does the logic take a man? You see, even so-called a judge in his court of law dispenses justice, he uses all logic, so far he is confined to the court. He comes home, he forgets about his logic. He has got 2 children. One is very mischievous, another is very quiet. The mischievous boy is his favorite fellow, and another quiet boy is not favorite. Both fight, and the mischievous boy always troubles the very quiet boy. And this father, because that mischievous boy is his favorite, he always takes his side. Where is the logic? Where is the sense of justice? Where is the sense of... These things we see in the world. Where is the logic? So logic is not all in all. There are very, very things more important in our being than logic. But anything about God, yes, I want this logic. If 6 is deducted out of 12, the remainder should be 6. Nothing doing. Baba says, in the field of love, there is no bargaining, there is no logic, there is no arithmetic, there is nothing of that sort at all. So I say logic becomes an hindering obstacle. Love is to be experienced. Baba is to be felt within you. To feel him, to love him, we must create opportunities for us to know of him, to read of him, to hear about him. From persons who have had long contact with him, to read his books, to get all the information about him. Then, when you create these opportunities, you begin to love him. Now, I will give you an anecdote, an instance, where a child is born to a mother. And immediately after the birth of the child is removed and entrusted to some other woman to look after. And the real mother is absolutely in the background, she is no more there. And another woman rears up the child grows old, becomes 14 years of age. And when this child is taken to the real mother, and the real mother, you say, out of her love, because she is her own child, wants to embrace the child, she doesn't feel, he says, you are not my mother, my mother is somebody else. And I love her, I don't love you. Now imagine, where did this love come from? Because the child was reared by some other woman, the woman, for her, this child had so much of love because of circumstances. So circumstances are very much responsible. What are these? We come together, talk about Baba, sing aarti, sing bhajan, sing ghazals, just read about Baba. These are the circumstances in which we place ourselves to to help us evoke in our heart love for him. It's very simple. But we complicate it. And we fight upon this. This meeting had to begin at 11 o'clock. It was begun at 11:30. Then somebody says the prayer should be offered in this way. Another says, why should the prayer be offered? Because it is a ritual. So these are not important things at all. These are the circumstances to bring about a certain end. And that end is, Baba says, your love for him and nothing else. So we fight over the bones. one poet said, man ke magze Quran bardashtam, ustakhan pishe sagan andakhtam. He says, he was a perfect master. He says, I who have drawn out of the Quran, the religious book of Muslims, out of the Quran, the whole essence of the Quran, I have drawn it for myself. And I have thrown the bones for the people of the world to fight over. My religion is greater, that religion is this, this is this, that is this. My master is Muhammad, my master is Zoroaster, my master is greater, yours is smaller, my religion is greater. What the hell is this? Nonsensical things. You see, these are the things where so much of dissension, quarrel and hatred is created in the world for nothing at all. No reason. Any avatar who was born never meant to have things like this. You see, it is out of man's selfishness that he has created all this. So Baba has come to revitalize all the religions. He has not come to establish any new religion at all. And Baba's people ask me question, will there be a Baba religion? I said, there is nothing sort of a religion in the sense that every other existing religion today is. Every religion today really is clannish and sectarian. Because the Muslims say that Muhammad was the greatest master and there is no other master. And where the rest of the human beings in the world go to dogs. And if God is all powerful, God is omnipotent and existing everywhere, it is only in the form of the Muslim master or the avatar and in nowhere else. So Baba says, if my work I have done for humanity in future will be called as a religion, it will be a universal religion. It won't be named as religion at all. It is the religion of a man's love for God, and God's blessings for man. That is all. Very simple thing. And we try to complicate things. And if a man wants to exercise his intellect, then there are Baba's books. One can read them seriously and understand. Baba says, after giving the whole book of God Speaks, he says, I have given this book to the humanity. For what? To satisfy the convulsions of a human mind.